I do love
NPR.
I do love our theme song. You know what my favorite part of our theme song is? When they say my name.
Yeah, they say it a lot.
Yeah.
Well, they say Andy Breckman Man.
Yeah. Any song that has your name in it is always going to be one of your favorites. Has anyone ever written a song that has Ken Friedman in it?
Well, I think they mentioned me in that song.
Yeah.
But it's certainly
it's
not my
song.
It's not my favorite song.
No.
I mean, it's about you.
You just stay away from that
it's
song.
It's about the show.
I don't even want you to listen to that song. It's my song.
I hear it every week. It's our theme song. It's the theme song to 7 Second Delay. How am I not supposed to hear it?
The part where they mention you, that's not my favorite part by far. I like the Andy Breckman part.
I know your favorite parts. Yeah. Andy Breckman Man.
Yeah.
It happens over and over again.
I do love that song. How are you doing, buddy? How was your week?
It's going great. How about you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, what's the matter? Bad news?
I guess I'm retired. I'm turning 65.
Yeah, I guess you got some bad news this week?
Yeah, CBS passed on my little latest project.
I'm really sorry about
that.
Yeah.
I love you for that. I love you for being sorry.
I really am sorry.
I know. A lot of my friends, they say they're sorry, but you know they're not.
They're not. They're Hollywood assholes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you, because you're so dependent on my largesse.
Right.
Every year.
And I'm not competitive.
You're genuinely worried if I'll still be able to pledge money every March.
I'm not a writer. I have no,
sense
of competition with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really too bad.
It was. It was a tough day. But you know what? You win some, you lose some.
Toy Fair's coming up, right?
Oh, shut up.
It is, isn't
Just
it?
Shut up.
Or did you miss it?
No, it's coming up.
Yeah, it is coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I now refer to my iPhone as the disappointment machine. Honey, I can't find the disappointment machine. Aww. Oh, wait, I got it.
That's really sad.
It is.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Because, you know, there's an app called Find My Disappointment Machine.
Exactly.
You should install that so you'll never have to go looking for it again.
Yeah. Can't wait for Toy Fair.
When is it, Toy Fair?
What the hell do you care?
Well, my daughter was working it.
Oh, yeah.
Setting it up.
I'll take Daisy out for coffee.
Well, she'll probably be gone by the time it opens to the public.
What else is happening?
Just getting ready for the fundraiser. Big fundraiser.
Hey, we have our cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody designing them?
Yep. Filters are going on them.
Yeah, filtered cigarettes.
I have somebody attaching all the filters.
What's our slogan?
Don't be a pussy.
Yeah, don't be a pussy. Oh, and also now, 97% cancer-free.
Right. Now 97% cancer-free.
Yeah.
Ages 14 plus.
Yeah.
16 plus in Michigan.
Yeah.
Don't be a pussy.
Yeah. It's going to be great. It's Ken and Andy's Fatal Flaws. I'll have a pack of those Fatal Flaws, please. Filtered or unfiltered. If you have the filtered.
How old are you, son?
I'm 13.
Here you go.
It's a beautiful country.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful country. Oh, my gosh. But seriously, you're going to start smoking. Take it slow at first. Don't just jump in.
No. You get dizzy. You get dizzy if you start too fast.
Yeah. One at a time, one per day maybe.
Right. That's why it's a starter pack.
It's a starter pack from your friends Ken and Andy.
Right. Only 8 or 9 cigarettes in each pack because we don't want you to get too dizzy. That's for going to a dizzy party if you want to get dizzy.
Yeah.
We should have
a dizzy party. We should have swivel chairs. People could just spin around in them.
Oh, man. That would be wild.
Yeah, it'd be wild. Let's get dizzy.
Yeah,
let's go to Ken's house.
Mattresses to fall down on.
You need mattresses on the wall, baby.
So you don't hurt yourself. Yeah. Hey, we have mattresses on the wall in Monty Hall.
We could have our dizzy party there.
Yeah, perfect.
Do we have enough swivel chairs? I'm sitting on one now.
I bet you we do have a lot of swivel chairs.
People, we have cigarettes.
The audience might have to share the swivel chairs.
I could buy hundreds of pin the tail on the donkey games.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You get spun around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get dizzy.
That's part of any good dizzy party. Yep.
Let's have a dizzy party.
All right, we will. We'll have a dizzy party.
But just in case getting dizzy doesn't do it for people, bring some shrooms.
Well, shrooms.
As a backup, as a plan B.
That's
That's a not, big box in the corner that says Plan B.
No, that's not a good idea. That's not a good idea at all.
In case the swivel chairs are rusty.
No.
They don't spin around as fast as you want.
That's not the right.
Hey, this chair's not working. It's okay. Go grab some shrooms.
There's something called set and setting. You're not supposed to do shrooms at a Dizzy party.
Fine.
Also, shrooms can make you nauseous.
Fine, Ken. Of course, you always have reasons to keep the shrooms to yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked at that.
Well, there's got to be a reason.
Hey, I wrote a joke today.
Tell us.
It's a knock-knock joke. Go ahead.
Knock-knock. Knock-knock.
I'm pretending I'm not home. That's my knock-knock
That's
joke.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Anytime anyone, you can use that anytime someone does a knock-knock joke on you.
Good one.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Hey, I saw Steve Martin on the Oscars on Sunday night, but you didn't.
Did I write for that one?
Not this time, I guess.
Did he call me?
Did he? I'm wondering.
Well, maybe my disappointment machine was low on battery, on juice.
Oh,
that happens.
Yeah. So
Did he make you laugh?
Yeah, he was great.
He's the funniest guy.
He and Chris Rock were fantastic, but they were only on for like 3 minutes, so that wasn't good.
He changed my life.
Steve Martin, how?
He championed my first feature film script. It was called Moving, and he.
Oh, Moving with Richard Pryor.
Well, it ended up being Richard Pryor. But I rewrote it with Steve Martin, and it was going to be Steve Martin.
How did it end up so bad?
Thank you. Good question. Thank you.
No, because I've seen parts of it, and it doesn't seem like you or Steve Martin got a single joke in there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Did the director take out all your jokes?
My best friend, ladies and gentlemen, Ken Friedman. How did it end up so bad?
There were no jokes. Did somebody remove all the jokes?
I would love you to do a press junket for a movie and ask stars that question. That would make me so happy. Brad Pitt, I just have one question. I know you're busy. How did the movie end up so bad? It was written with Steve Martin, but then Warner Brothers would not pay his price. His price was $5 million at the time.
Whoa.
And they wouldn't pay it.
So they removed his jokes.
Well, no. And then it became a Richard Pryor vehicle, and he made it his own.
Oh, he removed the jokes.
Well, the director was not the best
choice. Who is the director?
I don't want to say
his name. Come on, name names.
I'm not going to. Why would I do that?
Why are you mouthing Harold Ramis?
No, well, Harold Ramis, I wish.
He's a funny guy.
Harold Ramis? The director we ended up with was the opposite of Harold Ramis. It was a guy named Alan Metter, who at the time was very hot. He had just done a Rodney Dangerfield hit movie.
Oh.
But it's funny you mention Harold Ramis. The movie he did with Rodney Dangerfield was really directed by Harold Ramis, who was on the set every day. Alan Metter was... I'm afraid, Alan Metter was not a perfect fit. Nice guy. I remember him very fondly.
Yeah.
Didn't so you're... work. But most movies don't work. Most movies disappear, and that's the nature of the beast.
So you're libeling Alan Metter now by saying he wasn't a good fit.
That's libeling?
Yeah, that's
Is that libeling. Legally libeling someone?
Yeah.
No, it's my opinion.
That's going to follow him around.
Oh, I'm sure he's happy. I hope he's happy.
No, it's fine with me. We have insurance to protect us from that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anything.
In case anyone's listening.
Right.
If I was an insurance company, I'd take that bet, too.
You want to step it up on your insults against Harold Metter a bit?
Well, you got the name wrong, but that's all right.
Howard Mittler?
Yeah, Harold Mittler. How'd we get on this? How'd this happen?
I don't know.
How'd we go down this hole? Of all the holes in the field... Why fall down this one?
This one had steps.
You shoved me down this
Why
one.
Not?
How's your career going?
Career?
Yeah. A lot of my jokes are very subtle.
Yeah.
Only Ken gets them. It's funny to mention Ken in the word career.
Yes, it is.
In the same sentence.
Well, we do have an idea for tonight's show, don't we?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, recurring nightmares.
Oh, yeah. I have a dream catcher. I'm going to send our listener, the listener that has the worst recurring nightmare, not single episode nightmares, right?
Right.
It has to be a franchise.
Has to be recurring.
And something. I will send you a dream catcher. Let me tell you what it says.
You know those things don't really work, right?
Well, I'm going to get a good one that does work.
Oh, really? How much are you spending?
I'm spending $11.
That's not a good dream catcher.
It's a handmade ornament. Don't let the nightmares ruin you or your loved one's sweet night's sleep. Our beautiful white handmade dream catchers, which will not only act as a protector, bringing light and energy to the sleeping person, but will also add a great colorful touch to any room decoration. The bad dreams will be caught into the dream catcher's net, while the good ones will gently slide down the feathers to comfort the sleeper below. There's a net, and then dangling from the net are feathers. I'll explain it very quickly again. The bad dreams get caught in the net. The good dreams go sliding down the feathers.
Yeah, and then once the bad dreams are in the net, what do you do with them?
What do you do with them?
Yeah, I'm asking you, Mr. Dreamcatcher.
I guess you go to the Ken Freeman field and throw down one of your holes. Okay, yeah. Has there ever been a horror movie about a dream catcher that all the dreams come loose, get shaken loose somehow? The dream catcher, there must be, right?
No, I don't. I've never heard of such
a... Well, that seems like such an obvious...
Yeah, you should write it. You should start writing horror movies.
Well, that is a genre that's sort of it's a high percentage play to write a horror movie.
High percentage play? What do you mean?
I mean, it's a genre that they're actually making. They're not making a lot of mid-level comedies. They're not making a lot of mid-level adult mysteries, but they are still churning out horror movies.
Yeah, so start doing horror comedy.
Dreamcatcher. Well, what's good about that is it could just be a series of set pieces.
Yeah, The Dreamcatcher. That's the name of the movie.
Well, there was a movie, A Dreamcatcher, wasn't there?
I don't know.
Hold on. It rings a bell.
It was Field of Dreams.
Oh, shut up. Hold on. Dreamcatcher. So it was written by... Wait, it was written by someone I admired, but... Oh, wait, hold on. Dreamcatcher.
If you have had a recurring nightmare and you want to be in the running to win this cheap-ass Dreamcatcher, then give us a call at 201-209-9368.
Oh, my God. Directed by Lawrence Kasdan. Oh, my goodness. Written by Kasdan. You can't do better than Kasdan. Body Heat, the Star Wars movies, Indiana Jones, and William Goldman, one of my heroes, and Mark Kasdan, Lawrence's brother. Dreamcatcher.
Was it a horror movie about Dreamcatcher?
No, it's American science fiction. Oh, it's based on Stephen King's novel. Oh, my goodness. What a pedigree.
Thank you for saying pedigree. I didn't think that was where you were going.
Oh, shut up. You don't have to talk. There's always a listen and politely option.
Wait. Listen politely?
You can always just wait until you have something to say.
Yeah. Okay. I'll try that.
Yeah, try it.
I will. I'm going to try it starting right now.
No, you already have blown it.
Give me a chance.
Okay, so.
Looking for recurring nightmares. Phone number is 201-209-9368. Has to be recurring.
The worst. Aren't you curious about what recurring nightmares your listeners have? I wonder if any of them involve you or me. Do you think anyone's ever dreamt about WFMU?
Sure.
You think they have?
Yeah. We actually have a hotline if you have radio nightmares. It's the hotline number.
You mean about us? You mean about the station?
Any radio nightmare, there's no waiting. You have a hotline to get right through.
Well, let's give out the regular number. 201-209-9368. It's your recurring nightmare. The worst recurring nightmare gets a dream catcher sent to you via Amazon.
It's
the
a really truck, cheap dream catcher.
Yeah, the truck will pull up in front of your apartment or house.
Probably doesn't work. It's $11.
No, this one works. It says they can't say it legally if it didn't work.
All right, Nick in New Brunswick, you're on the radio.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Nick.
I have a very weird reoccurring nightmare, and it all started about the time when that Leonardo DiCaprio film, The Revenant, came out.
Uh-huh.
Right by a bear.
The bear movie. Yeah.
Right by a bear.
That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen in the dream. But it's a reoccurring nightmare that continues. And this has been all my life. I've been having dreams that continue. Like one time I was I went to a performance school, and then 4 years later, I was graduating.
Well, give us your recurring nightmare, Nick.
Okay, the recurring nightmare is Leonardo DiCaprio is trying to kill me, and it's because he thinks that I framed him for murder, which he got off, after the trial, but he thinks that it's me.
Yeah. And is he coming after you with a knife or a gun?
First of all, it all started with him like stalking me, like sitting at the end of my driveway, or just like following me around the mall, or the record store.
That's one hombre you don't want to mess with, buddy.
Yeah, I know. But then it escalates. So like a couple dreams later.
You mean you're dreaming this almost like it's almost like a serialized movie. Your dreams are becoming more intense.
Yeah,
every episode.
He gets he slashes my tires and he keeps the knife in the tires. You know what I mean?
That is so Leonardo.
He cuts my brakes. He calls up my boss and sends emails to my boss.
Now, do you wake up? Do you wake up shaking? I mean, do you wake up kind of bemused?
Well, a little bit of both. I'm not shaking, but I definitely wake up exhausted. And I wake up.
This man needs a dream catcher. This man needs our dream catcher. All right, you're in the running.
Thanks, Nick.
Stalked by Leonardo DiCaprio. So far, that's the one to beat.
All right, Joey in Bloomfield, you're on the radio.
Okay, we're talking. Is it reoccurring or recurring?
Recurring.
Nick loses a point for that.
Why, did he say reoccurring?
He did.
Sounded like recurring to me. Hi, Joey.
What's up, Grizzlies? How we doing tonight?
We're doing great now that you called.
You know who it is.
Oh, it's Danger.
Danger.
Hey, Danger, are you on topic tonight? Last week you were not on topic.
I wanted to hear Steve Miller Band, and you guys weren't playing it.
So do you know what the topic is tonight, Danger?
Yeah, best believe. Reoccurring nightmare.
Oh, right. There we go.
Come on, guys. This isn't my first rodeo.
It's the danger zone if you're just tuning in. How many of your nightmares can involve danger in these calls?
My main recurring nightmare does involve danger.
Yo, Andy, Big Grizzly, how you doing, man? I'm sorry to hear that your show didn't get picked up.
That's all right. That's the business we have chosen as the Jew from Miami.
Papa Grizzly.
Hey, man.
Would
you're
say.
Solid gold. You know, you're solid gold. Keep walking tall. You got it. You know?
Yeah. Listen, Danger, you have to call the minute you own a TV network. You have to call me.
Yeah, I'll put a show on.
Okay, thanks, brother.
We're going to hold you to that, Danger.
Yeah, don't say that. Don't tease me. Decide to pass on one of my shows. So do you have a recurring nightmare?
We'll get next time. Yeah, man. You know, when you're at the top, the only nightmare you have is at the bottom. So the only nightmare I have is all the money drying up, you know?
All right. Thanks, Danger.
All the money.
All right.
All the money drying up. Ladies and gentlemen.
Danger.
He's the only recurring caller we have.
No, there's Pam.
Where's Pam tonight?
I don't know. Maybe
I hope. You know what? I hope she can't call because she doesn't have any nightmares.
Maybe she can't get through.
Maybe she has a working dream catcher, and so this wouldn't apply to her.
Oh, I see. So people who have their own working dream
catcher. You're not going to hear from them tonight. Why would you?
Oh, because it would only happen once, and it would catch the dream.
They've never had a bad dream.
And then they take it to the municipal waste center and empty out the dream catcher there.
No, they're reusable.
No, I know, but you got to get them.
You wash them. A lot of them are dishwasher safe.
So you're saying that you get the nightmare in your dream catcher, and then you clean it out in your sink?
In your dishwasher.
And then the dream catcher goes into the municipal storm drain
system? You mean the bad dream?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bad dream, yeah. It's like a bad, bad, bad Stephen King novel, isn't it? Well, I guess he did write. Wait. God, I am curious.
But then if it's your dishwasher.
Wait, why has there never been a low-budget horror movie about dream catchers? About nightmares being caught?
Write your note there.
Hold on. No, I'm just curious.
Yeah, write a note.
You just keep talking. Take another call.
Yeah, okay. James in Brooklyn, you're on the radio.
Hey, love the show. Can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either, James. How you doing?
I know. It's pretty crazy. Hey, I don't have a lot of dreams anymore because I really don't like sleeping. But there is one that shows up every couple of months. And it's of me. It's not even the good part of the dream. It's of the aftermath. it's of a blackout night, and then I wake up and I have this either stupid like fake tribal tattoo or Japanese character on my chest.
It's the plot of The Hangover.
I don't remember how it got there, and I don't want it there.
Is there a tiger
tattoo? But
is there a tiger a tiger wandering around the apartment?
No. Not unless you count my cat.
All right, James, you are in the running for a dream catcher that may or may not actually work.
Why is there no? There's this Stephen King movie, but that's a straight-up science fiction. It's about aliens. Why is there no horror movie? It's like such a gimme. It's such an obvious little
you
hook.
You got to do it, Andy.
Well, it's not my genre. I don't even watch those things.
Oh, you don't watch horror?
Do you?
Yeah.
You do?
I love horror, yeah.
Okay.
So
something to think about.
Do you have a recurring nightmare?
Do you have a recurring nightmare?
I do.
What's yours?
My recurring nightmare is about WFMU moving
mine
back.
Mine is I'm asked a question on the air, uh-huh, and I don't have a funny answer.
Yeah.
And I kind of panic and I say, what's yours? And you have a great zinger and you upstage me. That's my recurring nightmare.
How often do you have that nightmare?
Well, for example, I'm going through it right now.
But
what's
you're awake.
Yours?
You're awake. Yeah, this is not a nightmare.
It's a lucid dream. What is your recurring nightmare?
We've decided to move WFMU back to Uppsala College.
Is that true?
Yes.
You're going back to that little crappy house?
We're going back to the little crappy house, 580 Springdale.
Yeah.
And the entire station gets up and moves into the house, and there's a family that lives there now, but they're out bowling. And we move in, and we set up our studios.
It's the radio version of Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Right.
And you're dreading that they're going
to
come back.
And the station, we're very happy to be back in the crappy little
you
house.
You move everything in, you're on the air, and then...
But we know that the family...
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Exactly.
We go out bowling, we come back, and there's a free-form, hippy-dippy, crappy old Mickey Mouse radio station?
That's my
in our living room?
Exactly. Sometimes the family shows up. Sometimes they never show up, and it's nothing but anxiety about them showing up.
Yeah.
Once in a rare while, it's a very pleasing dream because the family's there, and they welcome us in. And they say, we've been waiting for you. But then the next time, it's full of horror and anxiety again.
I think I'm going to have that dream tonight. I'm going to try my best.
Hey, it's Pam. Pam, you're on the radio.
Hi there.
Oh,
hi.
Pam, I'm so sick.
I kind of feel like... Beetlejuice, where you say my name often enough and I show up.
That's exactly how it works.
Pam, you're the best regular caller we got.
Aw, how sweet.
You are.
I wish that did work.
Well,
if it did work, you know what I would be doing? Jane Mansfield.
Jesus.
I'm not Jane Mansfield.
No, you can't do it, Ken. I call her first. Wait, Jane Mansfield. Wait, it's not working. It worked for Pam.
Good God.
And I appreciate the sentiment.
Pam, it's breaking my heart that you have to call. It means that you've had some tough nights.
Oh, but it's not that bad. I kind of enjoy them-ish because, and I know that sounds strange, but my recurring nightmares are basically where I'm being chased. And
oh, no.
I'm going down stairs, but the stairs, like I'm basically flying down the stairs. So
oh,
it's
baby.
Kind of fun to be like flying.
Well, that's the worst.
You know,
that's a combination.
Not.
It's being chased and then a danger of falling all combined.
No, but she's flying.
No.
She's flying.
Like I'm going really, really. Like I'm doing it really well.
And who's chasing you? Oh, don't say Leonardo DiCaprio. That's been taken.
I don't know that I would run.
All right then. See,
alrighty,
he's man. There. He's the kid's Jane Mansfield. He's today's Jane Mansfield for chicks. Do you understand, Ken?
I'm catching
up. No,
on.
not quite.
He is to chicks what Jane Mansfield is to guys. You'd get that right on any SAT test.
I think Brad Pitt is more.
Brad what?
I think Brad Pitt is more the Jane Mansfield than Leonardo DiCaprio.
I think that should be a show someday. Name your...
Your celebrity
name
crush.
Name your celebrity crush. Your
celebrity crush.
My wife Beth and I have a deal. If by chance, and of course the odds are a billion to one, we meet, we can each name one person, and if we meet them, we're allowed to have an affair with them.
And who is it for you?
For me, I said Scarlett Johansson, and for her, she said the UPS driver. And then she said, "Can it be retroactive?"
Oh no!
Yeah. That was a bad conversation.
Oh, man. Yeah. I was wondering why Evan looked so much like a UPS driver.
That's a great joke.
That is
my
parents
have six kids, and they all look like the
milkman. Can it be retro? Damn, I'm funny. It's not fair how funny I am. It's just not fair. No one's giving me back what I'm giving out.
Yeah. Nobody's hiring you to write these jokes
Damn.
Anymore.
It ain't fair. I know. I'm 65, brother. Hey, you have a birthday next week.
I do.
We're going to do a birthday show next week.
Okay.
Yay. Everybody sing.
Everybody can come over.
Do you have any languages you can have people sing happy birthday?
I think we're going to ask people to tell us what they can do for the station next week. People can.
For my birthday?
Yeah, people can donate their goods and services next
okay.
week. Okay. Can we invite listeners to the station?
Sure.
We can?
Yeah.
What's the address here? Montgomery something?
It's 43 Montgomery Street.
43 Montgomery Street. It's easy to find.
As long as you receive them.
Yeah.
You receive them at 5:30, and you hang out with them from
5:30. I'll have cupcakes.
Yep. Okay, great.
We'll sing songs.
We're on.
Sounds like fun. I wish I could go.
You can join us by Skype.
Yeah, well, you can join us by phone.
Oh, please do.
The station's very easy to find. There's always vultures circling overhead.
I did have a dream with you guys in it once.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
but it was kind of boring, so it wasn't even a nightmare. It wasn't. You were just sitting around a table.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah,
we don't do that in dreams.
I guess I could make something up.
Sitting around a table, I can just imagine it.
Talking about boilers.
No, the picture you painted. Okay, so you're chased and you're flying down the stairs. Okay, well. I don't know if that's the scariest of our recurring nightmares,
but
we love you for calling.
It sounds like a good dream, actually. Thanks, Pam. It sounds like a flying dream, and flying dreams are the best.
The caller with the worst recurring nightmare is getting a free dream catcher from me. I'm going to have Amazon deliver it to your door.
Human Amazon delivery or drone?
Hey, wouldn't that be great? See a drone come and drop something, drop a dream catcher.
That would be fun.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Something new, something different.
We're asking you for your recurring nightmares, a nightmare that you have over and over again.
201-209-9368. I have to say, there's nothing here that really has scared me so far. Leonardo DiCaprio was stalking Nick. Our friend Danger. Imagine all the money's drying up. Pam is flying downstairs. Nothing too scary.
Is that it? That's all we got?
Yeah, yours was... yours was scarier.
Yeah.
Back to East Orange, family bowling.
Sneaking into their house, setting up the radio station in their house, waiting for them to come home, wondering how they're going to react.
You know what happened to Goldilocks?
Yep.
Got ripped apart.
Chris in Fairlawn, you're on the radio.
Yes. Just to preface, but are you familiar with cochlear implants?
Yes, absolutely.
Of course, I know what they are, but Ken might not know. Why don't you explain it to
Ken? I know exactly what a cochlear implant is.
I believe it's pronounced cochlear.
No, it's a cochlear implant.
Cochlear implant.
Yes. My 6-year-old son was born deaf.
Uh-huh.
And it's sort of an implant that the doctors will put a chip in the head, wires attached to the cochlear.
Right.
And he's allowed, he hears electronically, we hear acoustically.
Uh-huh.
But he is able to hear.
That's good.
Oh, God bless him. Oh, fantastic.
In school. Karate, swim class.
Oh, my God, fantastic.
He's a normal kid for the most part.
That's great.
My nightmare is more of a psychological thriller. It's that the dream happens, he's in it, and he's able to hear normally. Like he was never born deaf. He was born normally, and everything's fine. He's hearing. But towards the end of the dream, I always realize, like, something's not right here. And I'm always trying to figure out what it is. And I never quite figure out what it is, and I'm happy, everything's great. but I always know I'm going to wake up or something's off. Link.
Oh, my God. I know exactly
then,
what you mean.
Then when I wake up, I'm awake and I realize it was all just a dream.
Oh.
But it always, I've had this about 4 or 5 times, and it always feels so real.
I can almost imagine, because when your son was born, I'm sure it was so stressful. You were so worried about him, so concerned about him. And this is just sort of the aftermath of that. You can never shake. You can never shake that. Probably.
Well, to be honest, I was. When we were told he was deaf, they told us about cochlear implants. We went to NYU, had a great doctor, and it just. Sure, there's going to be problems, but it's been relatively smooth sailing.
Well, that's great. At least he can hear.
Oh, that's great.
I would. Oh God, that would be so horrible to lose your hearing.
I mean, the only downside now is your son. There's always a chance he's going to listen to FMU. I guess you can keep the radio away.
I would encourage him to listen to this.
Maybe you could get a switch so you can remotely turn the cochlear implant off if FMU gets too close.
Or there must be a way to program the cochlear implant to filter us out.
He's old enough where he knows if he doesn't like something. They'll just take them off and tune out.
Oh, my God. That's the dream.
Wow.
That's the dream.
That is a dream.
That's fantastic. Oh, my God. He's going to have...
Maybe this isn't a nightmare. Maybe this is a happy dream.
Oh my God. I wish
I could do that.
Oh, my God. Me too. Jesus. Any married man listening knows exactly how great that would be. Honey, I'm so sorry. I had the ocular implant off. I am so, so sorry.
Well, thanks a lot, Chris.
Okay. That's a very interesting nightmare because it's very subtle.
Yeah.
There's an undercurrent of concern there. Okay.
No, that's like, the dream where you have some great thing going on and then you wake up.
And then you're worried about it, yeah.
But then you wake up and realize that it was only a dream and you have the same problem.
Well, it's interesting. Well, I think that's very interesting. 201-209-9368. Man, God bless whatever team of doctors that guy had.
Steven Glenwood, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Steve, if you don't have a deaf son, this is going to be uphill for you, buddy.
No, I don't. Sorry.
Deaf daughter?
So I've had a reoccurring dream in the past about 2 or 3 times within the past, I don't know, 5, 10 years.
Deaf daughter.
So basically, the premise is I'm in my childhood home, and I get out of my bedroom and walk down the hallway, and my father is in the kitchen. He has no head, and he's throwing cucumbers at me.
Whoa.
Yeah, headless father in your
headless
childhood.
Headless father throwing cucumbers.
When did your father pass, may I ask?
He didn't.
He's still alive.
I knew it was him, and he didn't have a head. But it was just his body, no head, throwing cucumbers.
So you're dreaming about your father who is still alive.
Yes.
In your childhood home. You know, many of my dreams occur in my childhood home, too. I bet that's very common.
No head, no problem, but throwing cucumbers, that's terrifying.
Well, no. If you're gonna have someone throw cucumbers, you don't want them to have a head.
That's true.
Their aim is almost always
off.
You're
right. Yeah. What's his aim like without the head?
Well enough for me to be scared of it.
This is just me. I'm just talking for myself. I can't talk for anyone else. I wouldn't even duck. I wouldn't be worried at all. He has no head. He doesn't even know. You'd have to be very quiet though.
Why? He's got no ears.
No, he could have an ocular implant.
Cochlear implant.
Oh, yeah, one of those.
But they go in the ear. He's got no head.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, where are you going to put his cochlear implant?
So you're safe. So I'd say that's a wash. The childhood home, that's a little unsettling. The headless father.
Headless father.
Yeah, but he's not going to hit you with the cucumbers. I think you're
all right,
pretty
Steve,
safe.
You're in the running to win the Dreamcatcher.
No, he's not. The headless father throwing cucumbers?
Oh, come on. That's such a weird one.
Oh, and no question it's weird. You would win the weird award in a second.
Oh, yeah.
But we're looking for really frightening.
One of your doodles, Andy. I put one of those.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
We're looking for your recurring nightmares. The phone number is 201-209-9368.
The scariest nightmare is getting a dream catcher from Ken and Andy. You going to chip in?
Sure. I'll give you $5.50.
Okay.
You want to spring for a dream catcher that really works?
Well, they're like $20.
No, they're more than 20. I think they're more like $60 or $70.
How do you write a horror movie? This would be kind of like Nightmare on Elm Street. Wasn't that just a series of nightmares?
I don't know.
And Freddy, one of them featured Freddy Krueger, and he turned out to appear in real life. If he killed you in the dream, you would die. There's some.
I never watched those. Yeah.
Maybe I'll go to school on horror movies.
Yeah, you should. A lot of money to be made on horror, Andy.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
They're still hiring.
Well, it would be a job. That would make me kind of stand out around here.
Yeah.
That's Andy. He has a job.
I think most of our
DJs. The DJ with the job.
No, most of our DJs.
That would be a little children's book you'd write someday. What's about it?
The DJ who had a job.
The DJ with a wife. Let's write that children's book.
Okay. You want to do that one more than the magic pants?
Once upon a time, there was a DJ. Like every other DJ, he had no life outside the station. Then one day, he found a magic coin.
And where'd the coin get him a job?
I don't know. We'll have to write it. Yeah, we're going to write The DJ with a Life is a children's book.
Jeff in Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for calling. You love the show.
I love the show. I can't believe I got through.
Oh, thanks, brother.
Ken, you, I can't believe you guys didn't bleep that.
Bleep what?
Ken, you said, where's he going to put his cochlear implant?
Oh, well, that's part of the ear canal.
No, he's saying the first syllable of that word.
I don't know what he's talking about. You guys have very dirty minds.
Sorry. My dream is, it's not my dream. It's my wife's recurring nightmare. You know, when
he's calling on behalf of his wife.
On the highway.
Yeah.
And you're like, person in the passenger seat, can you hold the steering wheel while I, whatever, take off my jacket?
Uh-huh. Right.
She's a recurring dream that she is in the passenger seat steering the car, but there is no driver.
Whoa.
Of it.
Like, steering a driverless car.
So who's holding down the gas pedal?
It's, you know, that is unknown.
Unknown.
Yeah. Not every detail of these dreams.
Every time she has this dream, she has to tell me in great detail every aspect.
So she can steer, but she can't go faster or slow down.
Or hit the brakes, and that's
right.
That's the fear.
Imagine there's a curve ahead, Ken.
No problem.
Yeah, she has to take the curve, but then, you're right. Imagine there's
imagine a brick wall ahead.
Yeah, imagine the bridge is out. Imagine you see the sign that says bridge out ahead.
Ooh.
And all she can do is steer.
It's like Speed.
Yeah, it's like Speed.
Yeah.
Or that great scene in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with John Candy. So this is not Jeff, though. This is Jeff's wife sitting in the running.
Yes.
It is.
This is, we're hearing the second hand.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff's wife.
He might have embellished this. We don't know. We're not getting it from the source. If we were a newspaper, we would not be able to run with this story.
We are looking for your recurring nightmares at 201-209-9368. Frank in Pittsburgh, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? Hey,
we're Ken. Living a dream, aren't we, Ken?
I am living a dream.
Not my dream. I'm living some schmuck's dream.
Yeah, my dream is I always start off and I go somewhere and I'm with a friend. It doesn't matter what friend it is, but they take me to a new place and it's somewhere where I've never been before. Then I very quickly lose them and I spend the rest of the dream trying to find them. And the last time it happened, I ended up getting a skateboard stolen from me, which I don't even have a skateboard, but I'm trying to find out who has the skateboard. And finally, I end up in this room, and then there's this child there who has no eyes. He kind of looks like, what's it called, leprosy. Like, kind of, you can see through the eye socket.
Uh-huh.
And he just kind of looks at me, calls me a slur, and then the dream ends.
Okay, you lose your skateboard, you meet a freaky kid with no eyes.
But he's also in a place that he doesn't recognize.
He calls you a name.
Can't find his way out.
I don't know if you can compare to your father has no head and he's in the kitchen.
Throwing cucumbers at you. How does he have such good aim?
I don't know. It's freaky. Yeah. Okay, but you're in the running, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Okay.
Thanks.
No promises on the Dreamcatcher working.
Who would you vote for right now, Ken? Suppose I cared about your opinion. Leonardo DiCaprio is stalking me. Danger says all my money dried up. Chris said Chris has a deaf son and he's kind of unsettled. He can't quite put his finger on what's bothering him. Pam is chased and then flies down the stairs. Jeff's wife steering a driverless car. Steve is a childhood home. His father has no head. Or Frank.
I got to say, the childhood home with the headless dad is pretty scary to me.
Because it's all because the cucumbers could ricochet, even if he misses you.
Right.
I get what you're saying. Or they could bounce.
Or he could just throw so many. He could throw so many that one of them is bound to hit you.
Yeah, the odds are. You're right.
Yeah.
If he has the equivalent of an AK-7.
Right. Zachary in Indiana, you're on the air.
Hey, Zach, thanks for calling. You love the show.
I love the show. Long time listener.
Oh, thanks, brother. Thanks, means the world to us.
So actually, this is another vicarious dream. So it's our oldest child.
Oh, no.
He'll say that he has these bad people dreams.
Oh, no.
Consistently. He doesn't go into a lot of detail, doesn't really describe them. They just seem kind of amorphous people.
Wait, how old is your son?
He's about 5.
Oh, no. Aww. Is he watching bad shows on TV?
We don't do a lot of screens, but early on in life, I'm a big audio person, so I did a lot of old-time radio.
Oh, no.
I may have overdone it with Suspense and the early New War type stuff.
God, did he watch Moving with Richard Pryor?
No.
No, he's saying it was radio that did it.
It was like Arch Obler. And Suspense and stuff.
What listeners to FMU can't relate to this? It was radio that gave him bad dreams. Yeah. Bad radio.
Right, bad radio. Well, and good radio can give you bad dreams.
No way we would know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
He's been raised on WFMU since he was born, so it could have been.
Hold on. He was raised on WFMU. You have the WFMU on quite a bit, and he's having bad dreams about bad people.
Yeah. Bad. He'll wake up in the morning and say, I had another bad person dream.
Yeah, that doesn't really, that doesn't surprise me, Zachary.
Yeah, I had a bad person dream.
Yeah, that sounds bad. You know what you can do, son? You can tell your daddy, don't listen to the bad radio anymore, daddy. The bad radio is giving me bad dreams.
Can you try that?
No.
Oh, he's saying no.
He's saying no. He wants to listen to the bad radio.
He's a spunky little kid.
Yeah.
He'll take the bad dreams. You know what?
We listen, even though we try to follow that rule, don't turn it off.
Yeah.
Except on certain days.
Yeah,
it's always up in the air.
Oh, the rule of don't turn it off no matter how bad it is, that rule?
Oh, yeah. You've got to plow through.
That's the rule.
Yeah. we wouldn't be in business without that rule, would we, Ken?
I preach that rule all the time. Well, thank you, Zachary, and thank you, Zachary's son.
Hey, you could do my knock-knock joke to your son. Did you hear the knock-knock joke?
Is it what?
You can do my knock-knock joke to your son.
You want to do a knock-knock joke?
Well, tell your son to get your son back on the phone. He's going to love this.
Here, Andy wants to tell you a knock-knock joke. Hold on.
Oh, this is going to take all his bad dreams away.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay, you say knock-knock.
Yeah, you just go knock knock.
Knock knock.
I'm pretending I'm not home. I'm squatting down behind the coffee table.
No, now you're getting scary.
Yeah.
No squatting yeah, behind the coffee table.
The kid already has bad dreams.
Yeah, just hide behind the
This kid's in first place for the dream catcher. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Any 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Hey, that would be great for a 5-year-old to have.
Yeah, Zachary, send me your an email so I can get in touch with you if you win. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Zachary. Thanks, Zachary's son.
Thanks, Andy.
Okay. Sure. Do people know your email?
Oh, I forgot about that. It's easy enough to find on the WFMU website.
It's Ken.
Ken@WFMU.org.
And what's your cell phone in case they wanted to call you?
It's 201-575-5608. What's your cell phone?
Damn you.
I know.
Damn you. It's like I'm playing chess with you and you're making all these weird moves. I don't even know if they're legal.
Jason in Virginia, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, can you beat a 5-year-old kid having bad dreams?
I could beat a 5-year-old a lot of things, I'm sure of it.
I'm sure you could.
Yeah, thanks.
What's your bad recurring dream?
Yeah, I guess it's definitely reoccurring because I think about it relatively frequently. Though I suppose it's only happened once, but I'm not exactly sure of that. So, anyway, I'm going to tell it to you.
You go ahead.
You go ahead, son.
Thanks.
Don't be shy.
All right. So, I'm wrestling a lion, right? Big, friendly, jovial, happy lion.
Uh huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Male lion?
I don't know.
Male lion or lioness?
What the hell do you care? What kind of question?
It's definitely a male lion.
Jason,
I can tell you that because it relates.
All right. Fine.
Are you going to analyze this and then maybe I get a dream catcher?
Maybe you're in the running. Okay, so you're wrestling a lion.
A male lion.
Fine.
A male lion. Yeah. And then he gets, well, he's on his back, which I guess is pretty good. And
yeah, because male lions are pushovers.
Right, but this is where it changes. Then he gets control of me with his hind legs, and he doesn't rub his testicles on me. He rubs me on his testicles. And I'm just kind of like, well, what the heck do I do? You know, if I try to get away or, you know, try to twist him or something, you know, he might turn on me. And then it just kind of fizzles out there.
He's using you as a sex toy.
Well, no, I only notice testicles. I don't notice.
People pray for these dreams. People pay good money to reenact these dreams. If you substitute Jane Mansfield for a lion, then we'd have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jason is being manhandled inappropriately by a male lion.
It's a furry paradise.
A happy and jovial lion.
Yeah.
I'm sure he is, buddy.
I don't know what to do about it.
Jason, I got bad news. It's probably a guy wearing a lion suit.
Yeah. I have worse news.
It could be Andy and
it's me wearing
or
a lion
Jane
suit.
Mansfield in a lion suit. I don't know, man.
All right. Thanks, Jason. Andy, I got to say, I was so proud of you for making a reference a heartthrob reference post-1957, you mentioned Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, she's an actress.
Yeah, that's the most
current actress.
That's the most current heartthrob reference you've ever made. It's always Jane Mansfield, Joey Heatherton, and then all of a sudden you jump to the modern day with Scarlett Johansson.
Well, you know, I do a little research before every show.
Uh-huh. That's really impressive.
I cram for these shows.
Well done, my friend.
I prep for them.
Yeah. Did you see her movie Jojo Rabbit?
No, I haven't seen Jojo Rabbit. Are you a fan of Jojo Rabbit?
Yeah, I really liked it.
Well, maybe I'll watch it anyway.
Yeah, loved it. Mary in Brooklyn, you're on the air.
I got to say, I don't think I've ever heard testicles said that many times in that short of a period on the radio.
Right,
ever.
Exactly. So you agree it was a guy, you agree that it was definitely a guy in a lion suit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you asking us to say testicles more frequently? Are you challenging us?
Unless you feel like you need to say it more frequently.
Well, I say it so often off the air that this is kind of respite for me.
Don't hold back, Andy. Respite, but don't hold back.
Oh, wait. Respite, not respite?
Yeah, respite.
Fine. Respite.
So my dream
Damn you.
Is, and I wish this weren't true, but it is true. Every single Halloween, I have a nightmare.
Oh man!
That I am going out trick or treating, and as most of the folks have mentioned before, I am in my childhood home.
Right. Yeah, that seemed very common.
I go out, and my mother says, "Yay, go out trick or treating!" And this is like back in the day when, like, you know, just be like sent out with like a grocery bag to go like trick or treat. And then I walk like halfway up the street and I am encountered by, like, it's unclear whether it's like zombies.
Oh, no. Oh, baby.
Menacing people.
Oh, baby.
Definitely people that want to kill me.
Boo Radley, maybe?
Yeah, it's like a Boo Radley scene. Yeah. Oh, baby.
Potentially. And like, they come up next to me and they're like, "You don't have the cream on." And I'm like, "What?"
Ooh. Now it's Silence of the Lambs.
You don't have the cream on. Wait, I don't know the reference. What are they referring to?
Oh, well.
You never saw Silence of the Lambs?
I love Silence of the Lambs.
She puts the lotion. It puts the lotion on.
Oh, my
gosh. What is it? It puts the lotion on the skin or something like that?
But it puts the lotion in the basket.
Right. So he talks to you like that's Buffalo Bill.
The cream turns out to be like my grandmother's old old, like, Elizabeth Arden face cream that smells like...
Oh, the cream. You don't have the cream.
I can't even describe the smell of it. But, like, this thing used to exist, and my grandmother used to wear it, and, like, it smelled like complete and total, like, craziness. And this is what I was supposed to have put on my face. And they're like, your mother didn't put it on you.
Oh, this is scary.
And so they start chasing me back to my house.
And this is a dream you have every year, annually, on Halloween?
Every single year, annually, on Halloween.
Is it to the point, Mary, where you now dread going to sleep Halloween night?
I mean, so I'm old enough to know at this point, unfortunately, that it's going to happen. So I'm just like...
Wow. Imagine that, Ken. You're getting ready for bed, and you know that tonight you're having one of your dreams.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Mary, that's a really frightening dream.
And the end of it is that, like, I get to the door, and my mother is waiting at the door, and she's got the, like, you know, Elizabeth Arden cream in her hand to, like, put on my face, because she's like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that I forgot to do this. And I grab my hand on the door, and that's where the dream ends. Because Ooh. They've got me in the back, and my mother's trying to pull me
You in. You can't get back in. Oh, my goodness.
Can't get back in.
You need a dream catcher bad. But you're up against a little five-year-old boy with bad dreams.
Look, I mean, between, like, lion testicles and ocular implants, there's a lot going on this show.
I know. So if we send it to you, you'll feel very guilty. You'll feel undeserving almost.
No, I'll feel like y'all made your choice.
Okay. Well, you're in the running, right, Kenny?
Yeah, thanks, Mary.
Right.
That is a bad one.
The scariest part of that dream is the Eve Arden cream.
Oh, I disagree. The scariest part of that dream by far is knowing it's coming as you drift to sleep.
Oh, no, it's the cream that smells like old people and death.
Well, she doesn't have it on. They want it on.
Yeah, they want it on. They want to put it on her. That's scary.
Those damn zombies. I hate them. I've always hated them.
That's
my opinion.
Julio in my... Oh, you're anti-zombie. Huh.
I've evolved on the zombie issue.
Okay. Julio in Miami.
I've pivoted. Yeah, hey, Julio. Thanks for calling. You love the show. What did you say to Julio?
I insulted him. I mispronounced his name.
Hey, Mayor.
Julio, are you there?
My Uncle Howard.
Hello, Howard.
He once disciplined me during a date with a beautiful girl, and it just continues to happen. He just gives me a tongue lashing when he caught me out. I wasn't supposed to be out at a pizza parlor with my date, and he let me have it and embarrassed me in front of my whole high school class.
Whoa.
Is Uncle Howard a real person?
Yeah.
Does Uncle Howard know that you dream about him?
I've never told him. He'd probably give me a cherry red.
Well, man, just tell him to cut it out. Just tell him to get out of your dreams.
What's a cherry red? Like a wedgie?
A cherry red is purple punishment, you know? Spank their bottoms cherry red when they misbehave.
Oh, just a spanking. Oh, yeah. I thought it was like a whirly or a purple nurple or a wedgie or something.
Oh, my God, when you do that list, Ken, I think we're back at one of your staff meetings.
Oh, wow,
that's on the that's always on the big blackboard.
It's a danger zone, but it's still pretty rough for me.
All right, okay. Thanks a lot,
Julio. Uncle Howard is humiliating him in front of his date and all his friends.
In front of the entire high school class.
That's bad.
That is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking Uncle Howard. Thanks, Julio.
Thank you.
All right, Andy, we're out of time. Who's the winner?
Well, I'm going to leave it up to you. I'm going to just quickly recap. Nick had Leonardo DiCaprio stalking him. Our friend Danger was worried about losing his money. Our friend Pam is being chased, but then she flies away. Chris has a deaf son in real life it's a happy ending, but in his dreams he's unsettled by something. Steve has a headless father in his kitchen. Jeff's wife steering a driverless car. Frank can't find his friend. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, and the skateboard.
Zachary had a son, 5-year-old son, who thinks bad people are after him.
Oh, God, there was somebody who looked just like Andy Breckman hiding under a coffee table in his son's dream.
The son listens to too much FMU.
Whoa.
He might not need a dream catcher. He just might need a volume control.
Yeah.
Mary has dreaming every Halloween.
Eve Arden
confronted, face cream. Confronted by zombies. Julio has his Uncle Howard humiliating him. What do you think, buddy? Oh, Jason and his happy, happy, happy lion. You know why the lion's happy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the guy in the lion suit, the furry nightmare.
But you can't beat a five-year-old kid.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, you're in his dream.
Exactly.
You are in his dream hiding under the coffee table.
He'll get a dream catcher. Maybe a five-year-old kid, maybe a dream catcher will work with a five-year-old kid. Maybe it's just, the power of suggestion.
Oh, you're saying that your cheap dream catcher that only costs $9.95 might be able to actually catch a five-year-old.
If you tell a five-year-old that this will keep bad dreams away... It could work, right?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
If you're not old and cynical like us.
Dream catchers don't actually work at all.
Ken, whatever. Hey, how are you?
Hi, hello.
Who's following us today, Ken?
Kevin Nutt, host of Sinner's Crossroad, is doing a fill-in for Matt Fivesh and Weekly World Blues. This is going to be really great.
It's going to be fantastic.
That's right.
My only regret is I'm going to be... doing something else.
Oh, yeah. Is your cochlear implant turned off? Is that your problem?
I have it set on automatic.
You've used that excuse before.
It knows when FMU is on the air.
Maybe you should invest in a new cochlear implant or two. Well, thank you to Jeremiah for the newsletter. Thank you, Nick the Bard.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Jeremiah. Thanks, Nick the Bard.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU.
And next week is Ken's birthday. If you want to come down... what's our address here? Something, something, Montgomery?
Yeah, something, something, Montgomery. It's an odd number.
What is it, 452?
It's a prime number.
Come on, just look for the vultures.
No,
they're circling overhead.
Yeah, look for the vultures.
And
prime number next to the post office. Let's put it that way.
Next to the post office, yeah. And we're going to celebrate Ken's birthday. We'll have, what will we have? We'll have cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
Hey, maybe I'll bring Simon, my magician.
Oh, great.
Balloon animals.
Balloon animals, yay.
Balloon animals for all. And you know what? If you can't make it in, give us a call. Maybe we'll... send a balloon animal home via Uber. I've always wanted to call Uber and just give him a balloon animal and say, take this to this address.
Your wish shall be granted, Andy Breckman.
And then I will call the Uber driver repeatedly during the trip to make sure the balloon animal is safe.
It's a plan. That's next week's show.
Yeah, right, you don't want to miss that here on WMU. And we wonder why Zachary's kid is having bad.
All right, stay tuned for Weekly World Blues, hosted by Kevin Nutt.
Home. That's when the hound dog was on my track. I was asking, had you ever heard them hound dogs howling? Just one time. Have you ever heard them hound dogs a howling? Have you ever heard them hound dogs a howling? Yeah, boy, they're on my track. Evelina. She used to put sweet in my coffee. Oh, Evelina. She used to put sweet in my coffee. Well, hey, boy, she don't do nothing. Although many times I have wanted to and will again in the future, I am not Matt Fiveash. My name is Kevin Nutt, and I have hoodwinked folks and in run and have taken over Weekly World Blues for 1 week. Of course, courtesy of Mr. the fine Matt Fiveash, who asked me kindly to fill in this week, guest DJing. I have tippy-toed over here from Thursdays at the same time slot, landing on Mr. Matt Fiveash's Weekly World Blues. And since I hail from Alabama, I thought it appropriate to play Alabama blues tunes this evening on Weekly World Blues. Alabama doesn't really spring to mind when one thinks of the blues, usually Mississippi, Texas, the East Coast of the Piedmont raggy styles.
Alabama, sort of in the middle between Georgia and Mississippi, the great Barbecue Bob and Kokomo Arnold playing in Atlanta during the 20s and 30s. Blind Willie McTell, of course. But Alabama, surprisingly enough, known for its sacred music, really, has contributed quite a bit of notable blues musicians and continue to this day. Little Jimmy Reed, Alabama's The Place to Be, is who we heard right there a little while back. Alabama Folk Sampler Stage. The City Stages Birmingham Music Festival had a folk sampler stage sponsored by the Alabama Folklife Association and the Alabama State Council for the Arts. And Little Jimmy Reed from Enterprise, Alabama, played there several years. This is from 1991. Live recordings. And we started the show with Mr. Johnny Lewis from Eufaula, Alabama, discovered by Chris Strachwitz in the late 1960s. It's from an R. Hooley CD. Alabama slide guitar. Eufaula right on the Chattahoochee River across the line from Georgia, but south of Phenix City down to about the Florida line, the Chattahoochee River Valley. A great musical area on both sides of Georgia and Alabama border. Even some fife and drum music. Johnny Lewis hailing from that area. This is Weekly World Blues. Matt Fiveash is out fighting the enemy, the evil that constantly waylays us all. Perry Tillis, Bishop Perry.